This is Why Small Business Matters from Northumbria University, supporting small businesses with the Help to Grow Management Programme.
Hello and welcome back to Why Small Business Matters. My name's Matt Sutherland. In today's episode, we talk about the Small Business Charter and the valuable support it's provided to small businesses over the last 10 years.
These small businesses are critical providers in the supply chains feeding into larger business.
We need great people, great talent that we're going to maintain and grow within our business.
Business owners have many demands on their time, and making that customer journey as simple as possible.
They were the voices of Flora Hamilton, Erin Selinoris and Helen Lee, three people who have experienced firsthand the important work provided by the Small Business Charter. Having spent the last 10 years as Director and Head of Financial Services at the CBI, in May this year, Flora became the CEO of the Chartered Association for Business Schools, with direct responsibility for the Small Business Charter, an accreditation celebrating world-class business schools across the UK and Ireland that demonstrate excellence and impact in supporting small businesses, including, more recently, the successful delivery of the Help to Grow Management Scheme. I'm also thrilled to be joined by Erin Selinoris, Head of Commercial at Epicurium and alumnus of Help to Grow Management, and Helen Lee, Programme Manager at the Northeast Local Enterprise Partnership, with a core focus on facilitating universities and small business collaboration. So lovely to see you all, and thank you so much for joining me on today's podcast. Now, I've been looking forward to today because over the last 2.5 years, guests have talked warmly about Help to Grow Management and the Small Business Charter, but I don't think we've ever done that deep dive and really explored the two concepts. So, Flora, for anyone who isn't familiar, what is the Small Business Charter?
Thank you, Matt, and delighted to be with you here this morning. Well, the Small Business Charter has a very clear mission, and its mission is to power economic growth through business schools who excel in supporting small businesses, supporting student entrepreneurship, and supporting local economies. So in a nutshell, it was developed 10 years ago. It was the brainchild of the former Lord David Young, who was a former business secretary and also worked in David Cameron's government. And the idea is to basically develop an accreditation process where we can identify those business schools across the UK who are excellent in supporting small businesses in their community. So we want to signpost entrepreneurs, small businesses, local economic stakeholders into those business schools in their regions that have this excellence on working with small businesses. That's in a nutshell what the Small Business Charter is about.
Brilliant. It's such an important intervention. And I wonder if I can, again, just for transparency, why is such an intervention important to our small business community? What difference does the Small Business Charter make to them?
Well, it's important in that small businesses have a very particular sense of needs. And I don't know if many of you have seen the recent survey produced by the Chartered Management Institute on the state of accidental managers in the UK. And here in the UK, we have a small business audience that are typically have not invested in or have not had the opportunity to build up training in business and management. So this is something that's been a real challenge for us in the economy and has actually had the impact on this small businesses suffer from lower productivity because of this lack of focus on business and management, accumulating business and management expertise. So therefore, the thinking behind the charter over 10 years ago is to find a way to actually enable those small businesses to identify the business schools that can help them to do this. And, you know, up until about 2 years ago, we had identified 30 business schools across the UK who really were centres of excellence, that really had the mechanisms there to support those small businesses and to ensure that they were embracing, you know, best practice in business and managerial skills.
And you talk about the role of business schools, don't you, actually being kind of a core DNA or that infrastructure to supporting the work of the Small Business Charter. Why are business schools important?
Well, business schools are centre of excellence. What you've got is, you know, business schools are centres of excellence. You've got three parties in the business school. You've got the students. And, you know, so 1 in 6 students in the UK are studying business and management. You've got 25% our business students and management students are 25% more likely to turn out to be entrepreneurs. So you've got that student community, you've got the entrepreneur lifeline within those business schools. You've also got the Centre of Excellence in Academics. You've got academics doing research, accumulating knowledge, looking to do knowledge exchange. And what you're doing is, and they're grounded in their local communities. And what they are is they're like ecosystems where they're bringing in and they're working. They're training the managers of the future. And they're also there to support the businesses and provide that executive education along the way. And executive education is not just for large corporates. It's also very important that we have a focus on executive education provision into small businesses, small and medium enterprises. And that's really where the role of the business school, and they should be at the centre of their local business community, working with the chapters of the Federation of Small Business, working with the Chambers of Commerce, with the IOD, and within with the, you know, the local government agencies, or if they're in a mayoral combined authority. So that is the key glue that the business school brings into that community.
Yeah, and it's so nice that that transfer of knowledge from a business school, as you say, into the small business community is so powerful, isn't it? And it's so rich. And I know many business schools and broader universities that listen to this podcast who are working with SMEs but aren't currently members of the Small Business Charter. What would you say to them? What would you say to them to entice them to become or consider them to become accredited?
Well, I think they're missing out on an opportunity. We have, you know, we've got 5.5 SME businesses here in the UK. And we know, and the rationale behind Help to Grow, the rollout of the Help to Grow programme, is that we need to address productivity levels across the UK, particularly outside of London, which benefits from the very high productivity in financial and professional services industries that dominate, are very, very strong in London. So we know that there's huge opportunity here for other business schools to come in and be working with small businesses. And clearly, I would also add in there, these small businesses are critical providers in the supply chains feeding into larger business. So having that engagement with businesses right across the economy and being able to focus in and support them, particularly when they're smaller and they're developing. And also, let's remember, there'll be a proportion of that small business community that are our unicorns and decacorns of the future. And if I was a business school, I'd want to be talking with them from day dot.
Yeah, and that relationship is absolutely so critical, especially today when the current business landscape is so challenging. Now, Helen, you must be listening to some of the thoughts that Flora's been talking about there, and you must be thinking, actually, I can sympathise. I know that, especially in the northeast of England, many of our small businesses are under a lot of pressure to trade and even keep going. Listening to Flora, how does that sit with you in terms of this relationship of businesses and universities working together? Is this a good thing?
Absolutely, it is a good thing. I think, you know, there are many businesses in the northeast, the vast majority of which are in that SME category, and I think by talking to those businesses and understanding the ambition that sits behind those businesses, kind of where the Growth Hub helps particularly, is just helping them to signpost them to the most beneficial support, or whether that's business support or finance, to enable that next stage of growth, or even for them to start the business. I think business owners have many demands on their time, and making that customer journey as simple as possible is really important. So I think it's it's crucial, really, that stakeholders and the deliverers of support work together so that journey is as seamless as possible. And I think it, you know, supporting those business owners to just get to that next stage, whatever that may be.
Now, you're a big advocate of the work that the Small Business Charter does, and of course the broader universities and that working relationship. And you work for the Northeast Local Enterprise Partnership. What is the Northeast Local Enterprise Partnership? What does it do, and how does it support small businesses within the local community?
Okay, so the Northeast Local Enterprise Partnership writes the strategy for the region. So it's the kind of go-to document for kind of government. We are in a transition to that mayoral combined authority, and LEPs are one of the Northeast LEP is one of a family of five organisations that are moving into that new mayoral combined authority. Within the Northeast LEP, we have the Growth Hub. So that's where I sit. So we are one of 37 Growth Hubs across England, and we're there to provide a single point of access for businesses to give them advice and impartial signposting. So we bring together really the national and local support offer from private and public sectors to help that enterprise find the right support to meet their needs at the right time, whatever their stage of their business journey.
I'd be interested to delve a little bit deeper on those needs, because if you look at the business press, of course, the fallout of Brexit, the inflation in the economy, the difficulties to attract and retain talent, huge pressures facing small businesses. What are they the needs, or are there, what are the most common needs that you're hearing from businesses when you sort of get out into the field?
I think in terms of the inquiries we get, we do get kind of a wide range of inquiries coming in. But I think predominantly they're around finance. But what we find is when we talk to the business, finance isn't what they need right now. They're maybe not ready for finance, or they maybe have got a few more steps to take to develop that plan as to why they're seeking the finance now. So it's kind of that preparation, so that when they do talk to the finance providers, they're in the best place to access and receive that funding. I think in terms of other support that comes through, I think developing leadership capability is high on the list. I think, you know, when as a business grows, particularly when it gets to around kind of like from like that 0 to 5, by the time you've got a few employees around you, your role as the entrepreneur changes. And I think that can be quite difficult and complex for that owner manager to start relinquishing some of that control, delegating it to somebody in the team. But without developing that leadership capability, you start to become a bit of a bottleneck. I guess, as I say, the inquiries are really broad. Access to markets is really crucial. And I think the appetite to trade internationally, we've seen a little bit of a dip in that. I think it has been very complex, you know, with cost of living, inflation, many things to keep that business owner so focused on kind of just running the business day to day, actually taking the opportunity to look to not work in the business and to work on the business and maybe look at future growth. It is has been a little bit more tricky, but we're starting to see positive signs.
Brilliant. And I'm looking at Erin, actually, with your day job, with your day job hat on, because of course those challenges must be things that are landing on your desk. Tell us a little bit about some of the challenges and needs that you're facing within your small business on a daily basis.
Epicurium is an SME based in Consett in County Durham. We are a wholesale business. We wholesale snacks, ambient meal solutions and drinks. Our difference to our competitor set or our USP within the marketplace is that we predominantly procure products that are better for you, better for the planet, or a better version of the original. We are well known within our industry for being a specialist wholesaler and bringing some innovative and embryonic brands to market and making them widely available for larger customers. I currently work at Epicurium as the head of commercial. My role within the business is to lead the buying and purchasing team. And as part of that is trend monitoring, finding new product, understanding what is the next thing that's coming, and making sure we're procuring and have a great range architecture within the business that suits the needs and need states of all our customers. I really echo everything that Helen's just said. All of those challenges do present themselves on a daily basis for us. Being a growth business and with the current economy, you know, those challenges do present themselves every year that we grow. Then your position changes. And that leadership capability piece is something particularly for me through the Help to Grow program, which is something I realised that needs to be a real focus for me to enable my team and retain that talent and that development for team members to enable them to be the best we do to be able to deliver that growth. So that's certainly a challenge, is that recruitment and retention piece that we talked about. And those leadership capabilities as well, that's something that I've realised that I need to be a student of leadership for the rest of my career to make sure that my capability grows in line with the business. And I think that goes for everyone on the SLT. Some of the other challenges we face, just generally, we used to trade a little bit internationally. We used to have a bit of business. We don't do that currently anymore. So that's something that's changed about our business model. Pretty much all the aforementioned things that Helen's mentioned are things that all small businesses face, and talking to my fellow students on the course, there were certain themes that were more prevalent than others.
So Flora, listening to some of the challenges that Helen has just mentioned there, she highlighted clear problems with management and leadership skills amongst SMEs. And this is something the Small Business Charter was very proactive in looking to overcome in 2021 through the development of the Help to Grow management scheme. Could you tell me a little bit more about the scheme, please?
I think what Aaron was pointing to is that, so what we've seen typically in small and medium-sized enterprises is that they have very, very limited budgets to do formal training, and particularly formal management training. So what Help to Grow is designed as a 12-module program, and four of them are in person and eight delivered online. And the idea is to take through the course participants through a structured program, and it's delivered identically in every single business school that's delivering it. Whether you're doing it in Aberdeen or you're doing it in the Isle of Wight, you get the exact same curriculum. And it's looking at all the core facets of how you can manage your business and how you can deliver it to growth. It also provides you with a mentoring service. And at the end of it, the participant should be coming up with a growth action plan if they don't have one already for their business. So it's looking into those key areas around marketing, around people management, and really trying to fine-tune those skill sets, and obviously around financial management as well. That's very, very important managerial skill set. So that's the purpose behind it. And Help to Grow is the third program that the Small Business Chartered members have been tasked to deliver on behalf of government. The first was Business Essentials. The second was the Small Business Leadership Program that was put together towards the end of the pandemic. And this was launched in 2021 as the brainchild of Rishi Sunak, our current Prime Minister. And what he had witnessed, it's built around a program that the Goldman Sachs Foundation had been running through their philanthropic program of supporting entrepreneurial businesses. And it's modeled on that. And the idea is that government is bearing 90% of the cost of this course delivery. And the small firm just has to pay £750 to get this kind of mini program. Some might even call it, God forbid me, some members may not be happy, a mini MBA for SMEs. It's a very, very concise program that takes them through. And then it's also supported with alumni activities. So we're running networking events, opportunities. We had the National Alumni Conference for the Help to Grow participants. We held that in London about 10 days ago. And where you had motivational speakers, we heard from the founder of HomeServe, Richard Harpin, right down to very, very practical breakout sessions around things like improving employee engagement or business strategy, how to develop your strategy. So that's really, in a nutshell, what the program is building. It's building a community. And right now we had over 5,200, almost 5, over 5,290 participants had completed the course by the end of September, and we had 7,725 businesses registered by the end of September. They're the formal figures that were published by government about 3 weeks ago. And the feedback we're getting is absolutely phenomenal. So we're getting feedback saying that 90% of the participants would recommend the course to another business leader. 91% saying that they have greater confidence in leading and managing their business. And 90% saying they're now more aware of the factors that would improve their business's productivity. And 85% talking about having better understanding of innovation models. So what you're looking at is a really, really successful government intervention. And what's the most important thing, I think, from a government perspective, is that this is self-selection. You as the business leader or one of the leaders of your business, you decide to sign up on this course. So therefore, you've got an ambition for growth, or you've decided that you need to improve your skill set. And they're the businesses that government really wants to engage with. They're self-selecting. They're saying, I want to run a great business. I want to grow. I want to break into new markets. I want to do things better. And they're the kind of businesses that government should be encouraging, because in there, growth and improved productivity will lie for our economy.
And it's such a powerful programme. So especially when it's such a difficult time in terms of doing business, that a small business could go to their local accredited small business chartered business school and enrol onto the programme for a 90% subsidy of £750. I'm looking at Erin. Erin, how did you hear about this programme, such a wonderful programme?
Yeah, so one of our MDs had set up a separate company to Epicurium called Snackfully, and he went on that course and then recommended it to us. Our MD is a big fan of the course, and it was part of my education joining the SLT, of that exec education that Helen mentioned, so to be able to do that. So yeah, that was recommended through someone who'd already been on it.
So it was recommended through word of mouth. And had you studied anything similar like this before, or was this totally new?
I did a business degree back in the day, a very long time ago. But no, I hadn't previously been on anything along these lines.
So since studying your degree, you've of course got all of that kind of rich work experience. What was it like getting back into the classroom as such with other small businesses? That must have felt a very different dynamic than when you were studying for your undergraduate degree.
Yeah, very much so, because back then I didn't really have an awful lot of experience. So this time round, it was a real education. I actually really enjoyed it, because to be surrounded by other people that are working in SMEs and really benefiting from all their knowledge and experience and sharing challenges and successes, that was a massive part of the education as well as the actual course for me. I got so much from that interaction from my other peers on that course.
So the program isn't sector specific. So I imagine you're sat there on an online classroom, and as Flora's said, face to face for 4 of those weeks with people from very different businesses and different sectors. Were there common themes though running through the conversation? Were businesses having the same challenges?
Oh, absolutely. From government organisation, people dealing with tendering processes for government organisation, there was a lot of red tape, to pub groups, to wind farms, to financial organisations, all very different to what we do, for example. But the themes were exactly the same, whether that was what I talked about before, whether that was staff retention or financial management or digital adaption, a sales and marketing plan, or where you are on that journey of curve of your business. And the themes were identical for absolutely everybody. So yeah, it was really interesting.
So as well as having that tutored support from a practitioner who was leading the session, you also had the opportunity to talk through with like-minded businesses about some of the strategies to overcome these challenges. Now, for somebody listening to this who is tempted about going on the program but still doesn't know too much, give us a flavour about the topics that you covered. What areas did you explore over the 12 weeks?
Yeah, so I think in total there's about 12 different modules, sort of built into 3 to 4 different sections. But we talked about that leadership and management, managing change, employee engagement, values and cultures, efficiency, like around operational efficiency, financial management, digital adoption. So it covers such a wide, vast array of topics. But there's definitely you've got to think that often people who are an SME have started an idea or a business based on their passion or their knowledge of previous industries, but don't necessarily know how to run a business totality. So what I think is really great, it gives you a flavor of every element of your business that you need to be focusing on. So there's two ways to look at this. If you're an entrepreneur and you're starting a business, it gives you that value. Or someone like myself who's coming into an SME, and I need that executive education around other areas that I haven't necessarily worked in before, that was of significant benefit to me. So in areas I hadn't worked in, more operational side of the business or IT or financial management, even though I work in a commercial role and I deal with finance on a daily basis, there's parts of it that I don't ever touch. So that education for me to be part of a senior leadership team and help craft decisions of a growth plan for a business, that was absolutely invaluable.
Now, that Flora's touched upon that that growth plan already, and I'm interested to sort of hear a little bit more about your growth plan. What were the takeaways on your to-do list when you finished the program?
Sure. Definitely around that, again, it's been mentioned before, around that attracting and maintaining talent. I think it's a real theme and across all businesses at the moment. So it's a real thing that we needed to tackle. We need great people, great talent that we're going to maintain and grow within our business. And it was something that I thought, right, we really need a plan for this. So it's something that, I mean, like I said before, I'm kind of just fresh off the course. However, already we've looked at employee engagement. We issued out a survey to all staff members to ask them questions about working here, in culture, environment, their development. Since then, we are looking at things about implementing a competency framework for every job so we can grow our own talent internally. We can start people in the business and grow them up to, and they can grow with us. We've recently hired apprenticeship roles as well. We now have 3 apprenticeship roles within the business, which is an advancement for us. And again, it's about growing in that talent, making KPIs visible within the business, sharing that type of information with all employees, and making our values and cultures really visible is something else that we're working on. So that's just a snippet of one piece of that journey that we really need to improve on. And that is something I've definitely learned from that course, and with help from my mentor as well on implementing those. So yeah, that particular piece is something that we've started working on already.
For anyone listening to this who is thinking about going on to Help to Grow, they're still a little bit undecided. What are the 2 to 3 takeaways that you say to another business who is thinking about going on the program? Why should they do it?
Do it. Don't hesitate, because every part of that course you will get value from, whether that's the actual content of the course, whether that's your peer group and the learnings from other small businesses. Some of those insights have been absolutely invaluable. And also the mentorship that has been fantastic for me personally, and I believe the business will benefit in return for that. There's 3 elements there for value, in terms of value for money, for what you're actually contributing for the course. And for those 3 elements, they are 3 things that for that money you would not get anywhere else. It will help you in the areas that you're maybe not that strong with, and it will help you focus that. It gives you a set of tools, a suite of tools that are really worth looking at and using within your business as well. So if you don't currently know, or you're on that growth journey and you don't know where to go next, this will definitely help you in whatever area, because it covers most topics.
Helen, listening to that then, what difference do you think the Help to Grow management program has made to the businesses that you see in the northeast of England? Have you seen a difference since the program started in 2021?
I think the great thing about Help to Grow is that the option is there for business leaders to engage with the program. It's great to see some really good case studies and Erin sharing her experiences, because I think actually learning from another business is really important. And I think fellow business owners can appreciate and think, well, that sounds like me, maybe I should look at it. So I think you can't underestimate the value of kind of case studies and fellow business leaders and senior leaders talking to each other. I think one thing that helped to grow does do as well is it allows that either that senior leader or entrepreneur time out of the business to work on their business. And I think that can't be underestimated, because again, when you're working in your business, you may commit to spending some time to develop strategy or kind of whatever your priorities are for that day. But it's so easy to be drawn into other things. So I think actually physically being away from the business is so helpful.
You're listening to Why Small Business Matters. Find out how Northumbria University can help your business thrive through the Help to Grow Management Programme, delivered by leading small business and enterprise experts from Northumbria University, with the support of leading figures from industry and experienced entrepreneurs. The programme supports senior managers of small and medium-sized businesses to boost their business's performance, resilience, and long-term growth. The 12-week programme is 90% funded by the government, and the fee payable by participants is £750, and has been designed to allow participants to complete it alongside full-time work. The in-depth, high-quality curriculum supports you to build your capabilities in leadership, innovation, digital adoption, employee engagement, marketing, responsible business, and financial management. By the end of the program, you'll develop a business growth plan to help you lead your business to realize its potential. To find out more about the program, the modules, eligibility, and fees and delivery dates, go to northumbria.ac.uk/help-to-grow.
You're listening to Why Small Business Matters. Today, we're talking about the Small Business Charter and the Help to Grow Management Scheme. I'm Matt Sutherland, and joining me today is Flora Hamilton, Erin Sully-Norris, and Helen Lee. So Erin's mentioned about the accessibility of the programme and how small businesses, of course, can partner with their local university. But actually, Flora, you don't need to have had a degree before. You don't need to have a relationship with that business school already. This is open to everyone. Am I right?
Absolutely. And this is the beauty of the course. You do not need to have studied before. For many people who are doing this course, it's the first time they have crossed the threshold of their university as a student. And that is exactly what is intended with this course. The small business chartered business schools, they act as a doorway into the business school for small businesses and obviously into the wider university. Within there, you've got offers around apprenticeships. Also, the business schools are running many other programs. They may have got other funding from the Leveling Up Fund to offer coaching or green skills. And many of them run SME forums. There's also the other thing as well that those members will bring to complement the Help to Grow. Many of them run student entrepreneurial programs where you can actually go and get consultancy and do some testing of product ideas among students and how you would take that to market. So there's lots of reasons. And the key thing is that it's open to everybody. Every SME business can go and contact the business school for Help to Grow. You need to have a minimum of 5 employees. So that's the sort of criteria that's set there by government.
And it's such an important point because I think universities are intimidating and they're huge estates. And very frequently, people just don't know where the front door is. But actually, enrolling on this programme gives you that opportunity to get in and get your foot in the door. And of course, then to hear about the other opportunities that the universities can offer to support business, which of course is fantastic. Flora, why does small business matter?
Well, it matters. The stats tell us that it matters. We have 5.5 million SME businesses here in the UK. That is 99.2% of private sector firms are SMEs. They're employing up to 250 people. They clearly matter. They are responsible for 16.4 million jobs. So small business really matters. And the health and the wealth of our small businesses are so dependent on the health and the wealth of our economy and therefore our society. So I firmly believe they truly matter.
Just thinking, in June 24, the Small Business Charter celebrates 10 years. And I'm really interested to find out where it goes next, because over the last decade, there has been it's developed some serious momentum in supporting businesses through its strong and established business school network. Where's it going next? Does the future look bright?
It looks absolutely bright. So we're very excited to be celebrating 10 years and 10 years of great success. And we will be in our 10th year delivering the most successful government programme. Help to Grow is one of the most successful policy interventions by the Department for Business and Trade at the moment. So we're incredibly proud to be delivering that, and that it's running through our 10th anniversary year. Also, we're looking at holding events right across the UK so we can take that celebration and we can deepen those networks in every part of our regions and nations here in the UK. And clearly, we will also look forward to, we've now developed the Lord David Young lecture, which we hope to have, you know, our inaugural lecture was delivered by Lord Karen Billamore of Chelsea, you know, the founder of Cobra Beer, one of our most successful entrepreneurs and business builders here in the UK. And we look to get another amazing lecture delivered for SMEs by another, you know, another leading entrepreneur who has broken through and delivered that growth for their company. So it's looking like to be a very, very exciting year, where we hope to celebrate and bring everybody into that celebration, and also to listen and learn and to understand what more can we be doing? What more do our small businesses and our entrepreneurs want from our community? That's just as important as celebrating.
Thank you to my guests, Flora Hamilton, Erin Sully Norris and Helen Lee. To find out more about what the Small Business Charter has in store for its 10th year, visit their own website, which is smallbusinesscharter.org. Don't forget to check out previous episodes of the podcasts, including University Business Collaboration with Stuart Wilkinson and Joe Marshall, and How SMEs Can Drive the Economy with Charlotte Keenan and Michael Heyman. If you would like to find out more information about Help to Grow management, go to northumbria.ac.uk/helptogrow. And we'll catch you on the next episode of Why Small Business Matters.